Hi, I'm John Broadbooks, Vice President for Communications at Illinois Realtors, and I want to extend a special invitation for all of our members to come to Springfield, April 30th, for the annual Capitol Conference and Lobby Day. Now, I want you to join hundreds of your colleagues as they make the Realtor voice heard at the state capitol. Last year, more than 700 Realtors registered to attend, and with numbers comes power. Lawmakers listen when Realtors show up, and that's because we vote, we act, and we invest in making sure our voices are heard. So contact your local Realtor Association for details and make sure you're in Springfield April 30th. One day truly, truly can make a difference. Rent control has become a big topic of debate in this year's General Assembly. Proponents of the measure say it will create even more affordable housing in areas where there's a chronic need for it, and they argue that it will keep those seeking affordable housing from being pushed out of areas where rents are rising too quickly. Joining us to talk about this is Greg St. Aubin, Senior Vice President for Government Affairs for Illinois Realtors. And Greg has worked as a lobbyist for more than a quarter century and is bringing his expertise to bear on the issue of rent control in Illinois. Greg, welcome.
Thanks, Sean. Great to be with you today.
So, Greg, you've worked on housing policy, as I mentioned, for many years. Is the conversation about rent control a new one in Illinois?
No, John, it's not entirely new. There have been rent control bills introduced in the General Assembly for each of the last, I believe it's 3 years, but it wasn't until last year with a series of hearings that was held that the bill, that the concept started to get some traction. And then this year in the new General Assembly, where there are so many, almost a third of the legislature are brand new legislators. And we think that this year is going to be the year where it's really going to get some attention, and we really got to be on our toes.
So advocates say rent control will fix the problem of affordable housing. Is that true?
You know, John, the frustrating thing about this issue is that rent control is the last thing lawmakers should do to address affordable housing issues. It's unfortunately seen as a quick and easy fix, but it's not a fix at all. In fact, it will be extremely destructive to the rental housing sector if it's enacted. And the negative impacts of rent control would be widespread, from chasing away investment in rental property to drying up the supply of rental housing to devaluing investment real estate, thereby shifting the tax burden to homeowners, to having unintended negative impacts on the condo market, especially in Chicago, where rent control would be the most likely to be enacted if legislation to lift the state ban on rent control or local rent control ordinances were to pass in the General Assembly. So it's ironic. It's not only not a good solution, it will actually exacerbate the problem and make what problems there are and make it much, much worse.
There are studies that show that property owners who are faced with rent control may convert rental housing into condos. What would that do for a city like Chicago that has so many condos already?
Well, you know, the Illinois Realtors commissioned an economist to do our own study on what rent control might look like in Chicago if they did lift the ban and decided to impose rent control in Chicago. And one of the surprising findings is just how devastating an impact it would have on the condo market, which we didn't really expect. It's really kind of a triple whammy on the condo market. And members that are interested in learning more about this can go to our website, and we've actually got a copy of the study that you can link to there. But the triple whammy is, first of all, it's going to disrupt, at least initially, the condo market as a bunch of landlords convert their rental properties to condominiums to avoid rent control. And so that the market will initially be flooded with a bunch of additional condominiums. Secondly, it's, as I said before, it's going to increase property taxes for condos, just like other homeowners, because, again, the commercial sector values are going to be depressed. They carry a lot of the tax burden. That tax burden is going to be shifted to homeowners, including condo owners. And finally, our study found that condos that are in close proximity to areas that are dense with rent-controlled units are going to be devalued. And the devaluation is significant over the 10-year projection that our study looked at. It was something like $21,000 on average per condo unit.
Well, that would be devastating. For many property owners. And equally devastating when you look at the impact for those who are looking for affordable housing. So, Greg, there are now, I believe, four bills before the legislature that have been filed. And of course, today is the deadline, so I guess more could be filed.
Absolutely.
In addition to
yes.
that, right?
Four so far.
But they kind of fall into two categories at this point. The first one, as I understand it, ties back to essentially as a one-line bill. It just says we're going to get rid of the 1997 Preemption Act. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. And just to remind members, in 1997, the Illinois Realtors pursued legislation to preempt local governments. Over 30 other states have done this, including all of our surrounding states and other large states like Texas and Florida. Over 30 states have banned local governments from enacting rent control ordinances because all of those states, including Illinois, have seen rent control as an absolutely disastrous, destructive policy. And those two very simple bills that simply repeal that act would enable cities in Illinois, most particularly Chicago, to enact rent control.
Now, there are two other bills that go even further. Not only would they get rid of the Act of 1997, Preemption Act of 1997, but they would also implement a lot of layers of bureaucracy.
That's right. And these bills really give us a little glimpse into just the kind of crazy bureaucracy that would result from the going down the road of rent control. House Bill 2192 and House Bill 3207 both set up, actually established, they not only repeal the Rent Control Preemption Act, but they establish rent control across the entire state of Illinois. 2192 sets up six regional rent control boards. House Bill 3207 is even more bureaucracy in that it sets up county rent control boards in all of Illinois' 102 counties. So imagine that. You're going to have 102 rent control boards overseeing every aspect of your rental property management and dictating the rents. And there's all kinds of other things in there dealing with how the property is managed, tenant relations, all kinds of things. Now, I must say that what we're thinking right now is that what is most likely, because it would be frankly easiest to pass, is if they do what's just the quote, lift the ban bills that just repeal the act. Because then the legislators can say, hey, this doesn't enact rent control, it just provides a local option. Those are going to be the toughest bills to fight.
So we've got all these bills that are coming up. I understand, though, that this next week is going to be a pretty critical week, we think, for at least one of these bills. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, House Bill 255, which is one of the lift the ban bills, sponsored by Representative Will Ghisardi from Chicago. He's the one that has had bills out there for the past 3 years. Perhaps the staunchest advocate of lifting the ban. He's from an area that encompasses Logan Square in Chicago, which is a growing area. Rent control, the concept of rent control is very popular there, and he's a very progressive Chicago Democrat, and he's really going to be pushing for this. It's posted for the House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday morning. It's also been posted for the past 2 weeks. There are several weeks remaining before the committee deadline, so it could be called any of those weeks. And we've been lobbying the committee in anticipation. We don't know when it's going to be called, and there's an opportunity for members to get involved too. But it could be called at any point beginning this next week.
Right. In preparation for this, what can realtors do to help make sure that this bill never makes it to the floor if possible?
Well, I think, first of all, realtors, if you're not already, realtors, you should educate yourselves on the issue. There's plenty of info on the Illinois Realtor website. There's our position paper, which is quite detailed. And if you pull up the electronic version, it links to all kinds of the studies and articles, research papers. If you want to delve into it that much and really get your geek on regarding rent control, have at it. But most importantly, write, call, and all the better, meet with or personally call your legislator and talk to them in person on this issue and let them know how harmful rent control would be to our economy and our housing system if it were allowed to be enacted. Because for some legislator, and again, a third of the legislature is brand new. There's, you know, a lot of young idealists coming in and they're problem solvers. And hey, rent control, I mean, that doesn't sound all that bad. I mean, believe it or not. So we have to, it's incumbent upon us to educate them that it's not only not a solution, it's just going to make the problem worse. And then at a minimum, respond to our calls for action on this issue. It's very simple to do. A couple of clicks and you're sending a message off to your legislator and they will respond to the numbers we can generate. We plan on issuing one on Monday. And so make sure you look for that. Make sure everyone in your office and all of your colleagues respond because the numbers do make a difference.
Well, great. Greg St. Aubin is Senior Vice President for Government Affairs for Illinois Realtors. And Greg, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you, John.
And thanks for letting our members know what they can do and what the status of rent control is. We got to defeat this one.
Let's go get them.